This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:18 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we are moving on now to our next story, which is that a bill returning Sabah and Sarawak to equal partnership with Peninsular Malaysia is expected to be tabled in the next sitting of Parliament. So we find out more.
So the first reading is expected to be next Monday. And of course, this is something that's been awaited for quite a while, right? The decision was made following a meeting of the Special Council on the Malaysia Agreement 1963 to amend Articles 1 Section 2 and 160 Section 2 of the Federal Constitution to return Sabah and Sarawak to equal status.
Now, Sabah and Sarawak Affairs Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Dato' Sri Dr. Maximus Onkili, did say that this bill is different from the one tabled during the Pakatan Harapan administration in 2018. And I do think that that's important to bring up, if only to draw attention once more to, as we've been saying, the very fraught process of trying to get anything going when it comes to MA63, trying to look at the issues within it, the demands within it, trying to sort of harness the political will to get it going. And so it's great that it is happening. However, I think everyone's waiting on the details, because now that you've said it's different, right, there's a lot of curiosity surrounding how is it different and what is it actually going to have? Because, of course, the comparison will directly be to the one that was tabled.
So I think it's worth looking at what this means to the people of Sabah and Sarawak, right? And I think this response from the former Sabah Chief Minister, Saleh Said Kerouac, really encompasses the both aspects of it. So he said the upcoming bill will reshape the landscape of the Federation. He also said that people in Sabah and Sarawak would be waiting for the progressive change from the amendment that would empower the two states. And I think that empower is actually key here, because for so long, these two states have repeated voiced their dissatisfaction at not being viewed as equal partners with Peninsular Malaysia, which was the initial agreement to begin with.
So Popek Popek Parliament will be returning next Monday as well, as this reading is going to be tabled. So, or as the bill is going to be tabled. So we'll cover it then. We're also going to cover it in more detail once we know more of what it contains. But in the meantime, we'd like to know your thoughts. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to weigh in on this is Kota Kinabalu MP Chan Fung Hin. Fung Hin, thanks for speaking with us. So, as we've been saying, a bill returning Sabah and Sarawak to equal status in the federal constitution will be tabled. What are your initial reactions to this?
Definitely, I feel very positive. I certainly welcome the bill.
So, what did it take to get to this stage, and what have been the key hurdles in this process?
I think the key hurdles basically are the political. So, the MPs from the both sides now actually agree to return Sabah and Sarawak to equal status in the federal constitution. So why we had failed last time? It only failed the last time because MPs from GPS, Gabungan Parti Sarawak, I think from my point of view, they refused to let Pakatan Harapan and Warisan to claim the credit. But this round, this issue no longer exists.
So do we know how this bill is different from the one that was tabled in the previous administration in 2018?
All right. So basically, the main difference between this 2021 bill and the 2018 bill is that there is more items now. Okay, more particularly about the amendment to the Article 160 and Article 161A of the Federal Constitution. So basically, to touch on the definition of the Federation, and also to add in one clause about the definition of Malaysia Day. And also, in respect of the definition of the native of Sarawak. So basically, these are three additional items in the bill of this year. So, but basically, if you look at the amendment of the Article 1(2), the wording are exactly the same. They are what have been proposed by Pakatan Harapan would be reproposed again by the current government in next week sitting.
So do you think there's enough political will to reach a consensus in approving this bill?
For this round, I'm very confident. I'm very positive. So I'm of the view that there will be enough support this round. So for example, DAP, my party, definitely would declare the undivided support for this to pass the bill. And also, I don't see any problem from the other component parties of Pakatan Harapan, and as well as Barisan.
And what kind of changes would passing this bill bring to Sabah and Sarawak?
And of course, I think we will not see immediate changes with the passing of this bill to Sabah and Sarawak. But nevertheless, at least it gives pressure to the federal government to resolve other matters, such as the repealing of the Territorial Sea Act, TSA, 2012, and also petroleum royalty, and etc. So basically, this amendment is just to restore the status of the Sabah Sarawak as according to the condition before the formation of the Malaysia.
So what would be the next step after this in terms of fulfilling the agreements under MA63?
Okay, this round, basically, the Federal Constitutional Amendment for this round do not touch on any financial part. So it means that next step, we need to follow up with the remaining unresolved issues because the 17 out of the 21 MA63 issues already being resolved by the PH federal government. So out of this 17, the 17 out of the 21, we need to ensure that the current federal government will see through it to implement it, but another four issues are still remain unresolved. The remaining four issues involve oil royalties, petroleum cash payments, minerals, oil fields, the Territorial Sea Act 2012, and also the state's rights over the continental shelf. So the remaining four basically are touched on the issues of the oil and gas and the ownership of the land, the ownership of the sea territorial, and also the ownership of the continental shelf. So from there, the oil and gas would be derived from the issue of ownership. Who own the piece of land, so that's why who owns the oil and gas there. So this is the next thing I think both sides of the political divide should work towards to solve the issue of the so-called injustice, okay? Brought over to Sabah and Sarawak after the Petroleum Act and the Petronas was formed. So Sabah Sarawak kept as the least developed states among the other states. So this is very uncalled for. So the next four issues are the real issues.
Fung Hin, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Kota Kinabalu MP Chan Fung Hin. Reacting essentially to the fact that a bill returning Sabah and Sarawak to equal partnership with Peninsular Malaysia, long expected, is going to be tabled in the next sitting of Parliament. Let us know what you think. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.